Rural Alaskans will see an increase in the cost of the U.S. Postal Service bypass mail, but it won't be as bad as expected. Prices will go up in May about 12% to 17%. That's not as high as the 50% increases shippers and consumers feared and the Postal Service had initially planned. Alaska's congressional delegation asked that the expense be moderated, and the Postal Regulatory Commission responded with the new plan yesterday. Congressman Don Young says it should help rural Alaska.
It will not be as painful. It's not going to be, you know, as good as it was, but it definitely will not be as painful as it was originally proposed.
Bypass mail allows people in rural Alaska to send items by shippers or air carriers directly to villages, bypassing the postal system, but still shipping at its rates. It's a crucial way of getting groceries and goods to Bush, Alaska. Congressman Young warns the problem is far from solved and will come up again because the Postal Service is losing money across the board.
The U.S. mail in Alaska is probably the most important aspect of all the services we have compared to the lower 48. And overall, they've lost a tremendous amount of money, not from Alaska, although this was one of the areas they did lose money, the bypass mail. They lost it because of emails and because of all the faxing and all the other aspects of the new communication system.
The post office loses about $7 million a year on bypass mail.